Germany's support for the Eurozone bailout fund may calm jittery European markets, but the activity in Berlin and elsewhere is doing little to calm the fears of average Europeans. In Spain, small and medium-sized businesses are suffering as their traditional lines of credit dry up. The World's Jerry Haddon introduces us to one small business owner in Barcelona on the verge of losing everything.
Alex Canals is selling his boat and his motorcycle, purchases from a better time. On a recent afternoon, the Barcelona small business owner revs his bike one last time. For years, Canals made a good living selling high-tech exhaust fans to laboratories, hospitals, and businesses. This is one of them in his small office warehouse near Barcelona's airport. Canals says business is off 50% from last year.
Tenemos un buen proyecto, pero es muy complicado.
We have a good thing here, says Canals, but things have gotten complicated. A year and a half ago, I had 18 employees. Now we're down to 11. We've had to lay off people to adapt to the new reality. That new reality is Europe's economic slowdown. For Canals, the slump has meant an end to the loans from a local bank, bridge loans, that have always kept him afloat while waiting for customers to pay their bills.
No te ayudan. O sea, te ponen más bien palos en las ruedas.
Now that the banks have liquidity problems, he says, they no longer play the role of the helping hand. Better put, they're sticking sticks in the spokes of our wheels. Canals is not alone in his frustration. One recent study shows that up to 40% of Spain's small and medium-sized businesses can no longer get the credit they need to stay solvent. So says Alberto Fernández Terricabras, an economist at Barcelona's IESE Business School.
Consumption in Spain has decreased. So revenues of the companies have decreased, and therefore profits too. And banks are more cautious about giving loans to companies.
Making matters worse for companies, Fernandez says customers are taking longer to pay their bills. And the worst offender, the public sector, for example, hospitals.
There are public administrations in Spain that pay their bills at more than 1 year.
Canal says he used to sell his exhaust systems to public hospitals, but no more. Some still owe him money from 2009. He says he thought his bank would step up to fill that gap. Something else has surprised him during this economic crisis. He says for decades his family's relationship with its lender, Banco Sabadell Atlántico, was personal and friendly. Now he says he suddenly feels just like another number.
Para mí, el Banco de Sabadell era mi primer banco.
He says Banco Sabadell has always been my bank for 35 years. The relationship has gone cold. Banco Sabadell did not respond to an interview request by Airtime today. Ironically, as Canals laments the loss of his personal relationship with his bank, a personal relationship of a different sort is saving another small business. Danny de Simon owns a small hardware and appliance store in a village called Vallvidrera. De Simon says his personal relationship isn't with his bank, it's with his local customers. He says, our store has been around for 16 years, so our customers trust us, and that gives us the confidence to be able to say to them, you need to pay us up front for something. For example, you want a washing machine? Give me cash or I can't buy it for you. Our customers put themselves in our shoes, and they help us. But Alex Canals isn't so lucky. On a recent evening at his house in Barcelona, he and his wife Laura discuss what expenses they can live without. They've let their house cleaner go, canceled their kids' after-school activities, and they're selling their toys. The buyer for Canal's BMW motorcycle arrives. Canal hands over the keys. As he watches his bike disappear down a hill, Canals grows reflective. You have to learn to let go, he says, except of family. Watching somebody part with a luxury item they don't really need might not elicit many tears, but it reflects Spain's recent history. It was a relatively poor country until joining the EU. Then it got rich fast during its housing construction boom 10 years ago. Now many Spaniards find themselves shedding the things they can live without. But if the economic crisis worsens and the credit remains cut off, Canal says he'll start losing the things he needs, like his house. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.